But when you cook it, you ain't got to eat the coals. You just cook it up.
Cook it in.
Yeah, shit, good to fire up. Good for a little salt in when you fire.
I've never had that much.
Yeah, some folks, instead of putting salt, put just a little sugar with it. A little sugar makes it mighty better.
Mm-hmm. Did you have those vegetables that are about this long? They're something like squash, but they're in the squash family, I think.
Cucumber?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look, cucumber shaped like a watermelon, right?
Yeah.
Cucumber pickle, you see?
Mm-hmm.
I like cucumber pickle.
They used to have pickles and big kegs and stuff for a barrel.
Yes, sir.
Pretty good, probably.
Yeah, good deal.
How about, do you have any
okra? Okra? Yeah, man, I like fried okra.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, don't let it get too old. Of course, okra is a thing that will get tough.
Oh, well?
Yeah. And, too tough to really be good, you know, get stringy and get it at a certain age there, the tender pods, and boil it, put butter in, salt in. I like it. My wife can use it too slick and slimy. She likes it fried. Take the tender and just chop it up. Fry.
What kind of beans have you got around here?
What?
What kind of beans? I mean, you had those, what did you call them?
Pole beans, green beans, bunch beans, good onion.
You ever had those yellow ones, yellow colored beans?
Yeah, yeah, that's the yellow bean.
Wow. What do you call the outside of the bean?
Oh, the hull.
The hull.
Yeah, hull.
Yep. Yeah. Did you ever sit around when you were small and...
Shelling?
Yeah.
Yeah, my lord.
Yeah. Wow. Did you ever have any of those... they're like yellow string beans with the kind of flattish
kind butter of beans.
Butter beans.
Yeah, that's good.
Pretty good.
That's good, boy. What are you talking about? That's better than you mean to me.
Are there different kind of butter beans?
Yeah, there's about two or three different brands.
And they all look the same?
Oh, yeah, but some are one brand of them, a little larger.
Is there a name for those?
Well, I can tell you it's got a name, but offhand I can't tell you. They're regular. Regional butter bean is the best butter bean. It gets about part about that line.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere from 4 to 6 to the pod, they call it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you get them in the white or you can get them in the color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same with like peas.
Mm-hmm. You know, those beans you were talking about, the pole beans, you just cut them up and eat them? Or do you shell those or what?
Well, you can let them get old enough and shell them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a pea.
Mm-hmm.
Let it develop and mature completely.
Mm-hmm.
And then you shell them.
Yeah.
Which we've got some upstairs down there with both here and back.
Mm-hmm. Well, they dry?
Yeah, they dry. They take that big kind and shell them and dry them. See, keep both jaw here back. They're pretty good with kind. Seasonal, Rick, you're talking about that old side pork, bacon.
Mm-hmm. I'll see.
Boil them good, you know, and put some salt in them, you know. Yeah.
Sounds good. You ever have pea soup?
Pea soup, yeah.
Yeah. We'll make that really good. Okay. What, you know, when you take the tops of turnips and kind of boil them, flavor.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call those?
Turnip greens.
Turnip greens?
They're turnip greens.
Is
that
any good?
Why, sure. You can get those things and paint them off when they get to certain age and they'll spout out just like other things that bunch out.
Mm-hmm.
And grow them, make more.
Yeah.
Yeah, that tender pot at the top of the green is